This is the Reflection Column. It's written by Tiffany Cheney, a pastor of Gathered by Grace Church in Montgomery, Alabama. It's entitled Through the Valley. The texts for the fourth Sunday of Easter include Psalm 23, which brings many of us feelings of nostalgia and comfort. It's tempting to focus only on the desirable images from this psalm: green pastures, still waters, soul restoration, goodness and mercy. But we must also mind the valley. The psalmist didn't say that he walked around the valley of the shadow of death, or that the valley disappeared, or that he turned and went the other way. The psalmist said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." The Lord has promised to be with us in the valley. This isn't a promise to let us circumvent, erase, or ignore our problems. It's a promise that when we go through the challenges in our lives, God will be with us. I preached on this psalm in 2013, the Sunday after the Boston Marathon bombings. The neighborhood I served, known as Dorchester, was home to the family of Martin Richard, the 8-year-old who died in the bombings, and his 5-year-old sister Jane, who lost her leg. Their home was blocks from our church, and several congregants' children had played with them. On the Monday after the bombings, we grappled with the numerous senseless deaths and injuries. On Friday, we awakened to a shelter-in-place order. For a full day, the city sat eerily while the authorities worked to find the bombers. Then, on Sunday, we went to church. Psalm 23 is made for a week like that one. This is a psalm of comfort, trust, and confidence. It's a song of hope and strength in times of doubt, death, and fear. And sometimes it's hard to reconcile the troubles of this world and the presence of God. Yet we have to remember God never promised us a world without trouble. God did promise that we would not walk this world alone. This Lord is our shepherd, who makes, keeps, leads, stills, and protects. We know God provides for us and gives us strength and refuge in times of trouble. Strengthened by this knowledge, we keep walking through life's valleys. At an interfaith service following the bombings, I noticed a girl in the Boston Children's Chorus who cried the entire time she sang. Sometimes we have to sing through our tears, knowing the Good Shepherd is with us, and perhaps the psalmist wept while singing this psalm too. We all have experiences where we simultaneously grieve and give thanks, when we cry and sing. I hope that in those times we will remember the celebration at the end of Psalm 23. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word translated here as follow, as Radaf in the original Hebrew, which means pursue. The goodness and mercy of the Lord pursues you. So, no matter the destination, you can't escape God. While you're singing and maybe even crying, remember, your shepherd is with you, in green pastures, in still waters, and yes, through the valley.